Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. We have a lovely guest today joining us. We have Dr. Linda Howe. She's a spiritual teacher, author, and pioneer in the field of Akashic Records studies. She's the founder of the Linda Howe Center for Akashic Studies and the first to develop a practical method for accessing the Akashic Records, which is a dimension of consciousness believed to hold the vibrational history of every soul. Through her teaching and award-winning books, she helps people connect with their soul's wisdom and live more spiritually authentic lives. She's the author of How to Read the Akashic Records, and she's joining us today. Hi, Linda.
Hello, hello. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you here. I would love to understand how this came into your life.
So wait a second. Okay, I have to put my coffee down. So wait, so you, okay, so here's the thing. I'm from Chicago. I never even, what is this word Akashic, right? It's like, whoa. People around here don't use that word. So we're going to start there. But I'll tell you something. When I was 24, I had this profound moment of spiritual awareness, like awakening. And in that moment, I had the experience of being completely known and loved and liked and understood. Just it really, nothing prepared me for that, right? I mean, really, because I was raised Catholic. Of course, I'm from Chicago. Of course, I was raised Catholic. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't, I mean, my whole belief system was very much organized around that about earning, right? I would earn favor with the powers that be. Anyway, so that was when I was 24. I was shaken. And but I made a decision, and the decision I made at the time was I would search. I would really seek, right? Seek and find, yeah. I would do that until I found something that was really close to that experience I had. So here was the thing. Do you know it took me 16 years? If someone had told me that it was going to take so long, I would have told them to jump in the lake. Like, I wasn't interested. I'm American. I'm like, come on, let's go. Don't we just add water and we get our moment? Well, lo and behold, I went to every religion. I went everywhere searching, and everything was good. Do you know what I'm saying? Everything was fun and wonderful and good. Here was the thing. Nothing was quite it.
When
Right?
when
Nothing.
you say nothing was quite it, what were you searching for?
I was searching for an experience. Okay. I wasn't. So there's the difference between the idea and the experience. I was not looking for an idea. I went to all the religions that I could find, right? And I went to all of them. And were they great? Yes, they were wonderful. They all talked about this spiritual awareness, about a spiritual experience. No one told me how to get there. Okay. And so there were many issues along the way. So I went to every religion. Then I went to the therapies and the self-helps and the everything because I kept thinking someone out here must know. Well, lo and behold, I was on a panel talking about classic core shamanism, right? Because I had a practice at the time. It was a wonderful time in my life. But here was the thing. I'm at this a panel, and this woman comes into the room. She's obviously much holier than I will ever be, right? And she's talking about something called the Akashic Record. I want you to know, I had no idea what she was talking about. I go to this class, which was like a Sunday afternoon in her apartment. You understand, this is not a big deal, except she taught us about this sacred prayer tradition. So she taught us a few things. She taught us about the sacred prayer tradition, and She also gave us an understanding of what was possible with the Akashic Record. I still had no idea what she was talking about. I'll tell you what I did though. Okay, because at that point I was 40 years old. I thought, okay, so what I did was I followed directions. I did exactly what she said. And upon opening the records, this was in 1994, I had an experience in that frame of time, yeah, that was the closest to the one I had had 20 years prior. And I knew, you know how when something bubbles up from within, I knew that this was right, this was true, and this was the next step on my journey. Within 30 days, I stopped doing all my shamanic work. I stopped doing everything. I had been doing all kinds of stuff. It was all good. It was all like leading me there. But and so that's when it all began in 1994. And so I worked within this system, right, for probably 7 years until 2001, at which time the woman who was in charge of this Akashic thing came to me and told me that I could not, that if I wanted to continue on within her group, I had to do a number of things that weren't right for me. Like I had to take a class that I used to teach. I had been teaching forever, right? Since 1996. So, you know, it was like, okay, we want you now to teach this class that I had been doing in 1 weekend. We want you to do it in two. And we want you to, but see, I had a 4-year-old at the time, or whatever he was at the time. I mean, this guy was a wild man, my son Michael, and he was. I'm sorry, I didn't have time for this. So I said, well, all right, I won't do this anymore. Well, lo and behold, it was like someone cut out my lung. Do you understand this? It was so deep in me to share what I knew about the Akashic Record with people who wanted it. And so then I started, right? I started in a new direction. And within about 18 months, this new prayer was revealed to me, the pathway prayer process to access the heart of the record, which is fabulous because what had been happening with the old system. The old system is a terrific, it's terrific. I don't want to say anything against it. However, it was very mental, right? It was very much of the mind. And so the reader, so if I would go in for a reading, I could be pretty torn up about any number of issues in my life, right? And the reader would like stare at the ceiling and not look at me and be weird. And I was like, no, this isn't right. So my prayer was, there has to be a way to connect with the heart, right? The heart of the Akasha. Because I knew, and I don't know, listen, how do you know? I don't know. But I knew somewhere deep inside that there was more. And that is where my prayer began. Like, God, please, if you are even there, if you even exist, I didn't care at that point. What I knew was that I wanted to be able to connect people with the heart of the matter, with from the individual heart to the heart of the Akasha. Okay. And that is when, and that was in 2001, which is what, 25 years ago? That was a long time ago. And I've been teaching the pathway prayer process ever since. Listen, no one is more surprised than I because I kept thinking, surely. Listen, I've been around, I've done every workshop known to man, right? I've done, and I've had more fun than anyone deserves to have, but I've had a lot of fun. But the thing was, so my thought was this. I'll do this until it doesn't work anymore. I did not. So here I am. I like on my way to 72 years old. I'm like, Are you kidding me? Like every time I've thought, like after my first book came out, I thought, oh, that's it, I'm done. I'll put my feet up, I'll get the house clean, I'll put, you know what I'm crazy. I'll have a tea, it'll be nice. And you know, the record like revealed a whole new dimension of itself to me. And it has been that way ever since. So here I am. Right, like five or I don't even know. I think it's five or six books later. And I have a doctorate in Akashic Records, in the Akashic Records from Emerson Theological. Do you know? And it's a program that I developed, right? And, you know, I'm like, what? I've had the great blessing. I mean, it really is a good fortune to be able to go around the world, right? And talk to people and learn so much. There's always so much to learn. It's really cool. So I don't even know. You know, I obviously this is so close to my heart that I can talk about it forever, but I'll spare us both, please.
Well, for people who are not really familiar with the records, how would you define them?
The Akashic Record, okay? The Akashic Record is a vibrational archive of every soul and their journey as human. Okay? What that means, first of all, as vibrational, that means we never see it. There are no guys walking around in hooded brown robes, faceless, tall, thin men. No. It is vibrational. We never see it with the strong, with our human eye or with the strong eye. Energetically impossible. But we can feel it. Do you know? We can sense it. We know it, right? That's a very different animal. So it's a vibrational archive, which is a collection, right? Everyone is in this. So anyone who doesn't like me, they can't throw me out of the record. They may want to, they can't. By the same token, I cannot toss anyone else out. I can't go in and say, oh my God, the blah, 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 I don't like them, nah. You know, I could be having an attack of, I don't like you. I still cannot throw you out of the record because what composes the record is every soul and their journey as human. Now, this human, so we understand it's an archive, okay? It's a collection of every soul. And then what's really cool to me is that it says, so we're talking about the archive of the soul and its journey as human. Every soul, whether it's you, me, you know, our friends, whatever, every soul, listen. Have you been a bunny rabbit in a past life? I don't know. What I do know is that information is not in the record. So there's no crossover like, oh, in a past life, I was a reindeer. I mean, that would be fun, but that's not in the record. Okay. I'm not saying it's not true. Please understand that. What I am saying is if I wanted that information about what animal I was in a past life, I will not find that guidance in the Akasha. The other thing that's so interesting, you know how people say, oh, I'm a star seed, whatever, and they're from other planets. People, you know, listen, I don't have any, I'm like, great, but I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is that information is not in the record. See, and that's very different from saying, oh, no, it doesn't exist. It may exist. I don't know. What I do know is that the Akashic Record is the vibrational archive of every soul and its journey as human. Okay? That's what it is. Now, what's fascinating to me is that there are two parts to everyone's records, right? So, my record, your record, everybody's record. Each of us has two parts of the Akasha that travel together. The first is the, I want to say the blueprint. I know that's a tricky word because people expect it sounds like you're going to get a visual of a blueprint. You don't. whatever. But what it is, it's the impression. It's like the fingerprint of who you are here to become, right? And then, so that's the one that's fixed. That will not change because who you are becoming is who you're becoming, and who you're becoming is good. It's good. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's wonderful. What travels along with that is the stories of the lifetimes you live through which you awaken to this imprint. It's like the divine potential. You know, people who are very religious will speak about it that way. That's cool. I don't care what they call it because I know what it is, right? It's that impression, right? Of who, so who are you becoming? And so that guidance, that wisdom is all held within the heart of the Akashic Record, right? Which is, I have to tell you, the shock to my system. Like, wait a second, how can this be? Because with the prayer is like a GPS, yeah? It will take us, if I read the prayer as it's written, and listen, I can go there, I can go into like, oh, we use the word God and this and that, and the grammar is wrong. All of this is true. It is all true. What is also true is that this is the one way I know to be very deliberate, very persistent. You know, like I can consistently, I will, every time I use that prayer, I will get into the record. That's shocking. Because I used to do all kinds of things. You know, I would have a green drink, I would do the yoga, you know, I mean, I would do all this stuff, right? I would meditate, I would do, and you know, sometimes I would connect and sometimes I wouldn't, and whatever. And so, with the prayer, the saying of the prayer will take me into the Akasha every time without fail.
So with with these records, you know, some people feel like they don't have access or it's very difficult for them to access that information individually. What would you tell them?
Do you know what this is? I'll tell you something. I'm sorry. I have a. Okay. This is a very interesting situation because my understanding of people who, oh, and you know, I've met them. I know these people. But here's the thing. They have an expectation. They have what I would call unreasonable expectations of the Akashic experience. Okay. Because they're expecting, you know, the guys in the brown robes, they're expecting a book to fall off a shelf and someone to open the page and the golden halos and all this carrying on. There's none of that. There is none of that. I think what's so difficult for so many of us, especially those of us who grew up in the age of, you know, superstition, right? We thought superstition was spiritual, but it's not. But anyway, but those of us, it's like, wait a second, let me look at my expectations. Am I expecting to see? Am I expecting to hear? Am I ex What are my expectations? Sometimes people are like, they will write to me and they'll say, "Oh, listen, I read your book and I did this prayer one time and nothing happened." I'm like, "This is the Akasha is it a magical realm? Yes. Is it magic? No. 'Cause see, I've seen people come in with immense talent. Immense talent. They've got it, right? They've got the talent. They don't want to do any work." Yeah. Okay. And so what happens is they don't get anywhere. And then they get mad. And then they blame it on me or the prayer or the book or the whatever. Do you understand? Of course they do. Of course. Because there's something inside of them that says, this should be easy. It is easy once we let go of our inappropriate expectations. And we're open to the experience. One of the things that I do in a class is I will have everyone, we'll all open our records together. Yeah. And what I have people do, don't ask any questions. Don't just be in the experience as if, do you know how when you go to the ocean? You've been to the ocean, right? You go there, it's like, whoa, it's big, right? You first thing is the magnificence of this place. And you get that. And then what happens is you go in 1 foot at a time. And you have your experience of how it is for you to be in the water. And that's what I would love. Like when I hear about people experimenting with the records, and they are so aggravated, and they take it upon themselves. Listen, we are a culture, we love to hate ourselves. We love to blame our, like we think we're gonna get a prize. I know this. I wrote the book, right? It's like, oh my God. But you know, the truth is, if it just stop for a minute, why would someone, like when I think about this, why would anyone have the desire to know their own soul just more than yesterday? That's all. To follow the truth, to be inspired. Why would anyone do that if there was a, if the universe was going to play a game? The universe, listen, have you looked out your window? Have you turned on your TV? No time for games right now, folks. This is like, oh, heaven help us. This is the time in our personal lives and the lives of those around us. This is the time to really open up to greater light, greater truth, greater stability and security within the light. Because it's not outside of us. Everything that we thought was stable is not, you know. So it's an interesting, I don't even know if I answered your question.
No, you did. And I think, because I was going to ask you, why would somebody do this? Like, why take the
Oh.
journey? Why go through the Akasha? What, when you've worked with students, what has been some of their reasons for
Oh,
wanting to
okay.
do this?
Okay, first of all, let me tell you something fascinating to me. Okay, one of the things is there are people who come to the class who have this, they recognize within themselves that prior to the class, they have been very superstitious. They have had immense faith in fear. Right, which is, listen, I'm there, I get it, right? Ah, but they have. And so what's happening is they have found themselves caught in all kinds of methods and madness, and what they would like to do is move in the direction of of spirituality, okay, of true spirituality. Now, here is what my experience in the record is, that there is no dogma, no institution. Right? It's not there. Like, ah. However, what is there is this truth and light and love. If you look up, I don't know where you look things up. I used to use a dictionary. Now I use the Google. But to look up spiritual, what does it mean to be spiritual? It means to be loving. And that's what's so interesting about the Akasha, is that what we are doing is moving into a dimension of awareness through which we become awakened within ourselves to perceive, to recognize, understand, to view, to embrace really who we are. The conditions we face, the people involved, all from the point of view of love. Now, and that is very wild if you think about it. Do you know? And that is why, so why is it? Like, why do people do this? That's why. Because they have hit the wall with the superstition. And listen, I love the superstition. I love it. It's so fun. Is it helpful? Not always. Is it fun? You bet. It's not always helpful. So anyway, so that's really what it is. Now, what's also interesting, like when I've gone global, right? And I talk to people whether they're in, I think two of the biggest, or well, two or three, are the most interesting places. One is China, the other is Russia, the other are these Eastern Bloc countries, that these people historically, their perception of what's spiritual is a little bit wacky because they're these are countries that have made religion illegal. Yeah. And so consequently, people are looking for a way to connect with truth, light, insight, guidance, wisdom that is non-religious. And that is where it's just fascinating to me that people will come to the work. They'll do all kinds of, it's really hysterical. But you know what's really interesting for me is to learn about what were they thinking, right? And what they were thinking was that they're talking about things I've never heard of. Listen, I was raised in a traditional religion here in the Midwest in the States. So I know about, whatever, all these different religions that are basically fundamentally Christian. And I have to tell you something. If you go to Hungary or Romania or China, it's quite different. Right, because the religions have gone underground and they've been bastardized, which is fast. So, we have somebody's grandmother talking about a grandmother who doesn't know what day it is, BTW, right? Talking about, I don't know, some really wacky stuff. So people come to class to sort out, to make the distinction between what they've learned historically from their people around them and the truth within themselves. Because you know as well as I, we all have it within us. The question, I used to have a friend, and she was funny. She would say, Linda, what's the problem? Everybody knows the truth is within. I'm like, yeah, everybody knows that. The question is, how do I get there? How do I get in, right? And the prayer, very simple way to make the connection and to have the experience of truth and wisdom, and actually to begin the journey into growing into loving ourselves. And then others, and then of course all of creation. But to really, I used to think I used to think that loving myself meant going for manicures, or something. And listen, I love a good man. I even love a bad. I love to go for a manicure. This is not what this is. I mean, we're talking about, can I love myself no matter what? Can I love myself when I have become everything I don't want to be, right? Whatever that is. Some lifetimes I hate rich people, and some lifetimes I hate poor people, and some life, but in those incarnations, I will inevitably become at some point everything I don't want to be for the purpose. Listen, this the universe loves us. The universe loves you, loves me. It's like, wait a second here. There is no punishment. There's nobody up there saying, oh, you're in big trouble now. No. This is all like, oh, honey, can I love myself when I have become the richest man in the world? Can I love myself then?
So when people are looking through the records, I imagine they are even asking the question of why am I reincarnating again?
Oh, they always ask that.
You
They
know,
always, of course.
why come back to this place, this very complex experience?
That's kind. That's real. Listen, this is spiritual hardball. And you know what's really funny is that we chose it. Do you know? Like, so why I, listen, what I am seeing more than ever, I mean, really more than ever, is that the people who come to me for Akashic consultations, that their personal soul's purposes, their destiny, their cravings of the heart, are very much aligned with what the world needs right now. I am astonished by this, that there is at some level an alignment between the personal and the universal. And that is recognized, in the Akashic record, right? Like, okay, great. Because I'll tell you something. My experience is, this was all going to happen when I was 40. This is like, I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, what is this? I'm old. I'm this. I'm that. I can give you all the good reasons why this should not come to me and somebody else needs to have it and whatever. But the truth is that one of the chief features in my experience is that were I younger, no one would listen to me. Who's going to listen to some 22-year-old, other 22-year-olds? But that's very different, right? And so what we're looking at is part of the reason we're all here together, and we're all here together. I look around, I wake up some days, I'm like, oh, I'm all alone in this. And I look out, I'm like, I'm not alone. There's no such thing. Like, is that funny? It's so funny because when I look around, whatever the level of awareness is, everyone who is on the planet today has an idea that there is more happening here than meets the human eye. That is the first step.
So when you say that, because some people might really hesitate to engage in previous incarnations that, as you said, that were unpleasant. We've all had those. Like there's a fear. You said the universe and the Akasha is loving. So I'm going to ask you a question here. What is the universe? What is the universe to you?
Wait a second. So wait, what do you so you're asking me what is the universe to me? I'll tell you. That's a great question. The universe is a space within which I, Linda, have the opportunity to grow into the experience of loving myself in any, myself, others, and all of creation in any and all conditions and circumstances. So that no matter what, see, and that's what I have really come to recognize is that, like, life loves me, life loves you, life loves us. Life is on our side. And what happens when people first come into the record is this, depending on how deep the old ideas are, which can be pretty deep, they can like run away very afraid, like, wait, I can't do this. This is, first of all, I shouldn't, I blah blah blah, and the truth is the universe is inviting us at this point in time. Please come. The records were not always available to regular people like us. The records historically have been available to all kinds of, gurus and all these people, saints and scholars, mystics, right? In Egypt, India, all over the world. Okay. And then what happened was, I don't know, it was like in the early 20th century, Rudolf Steiner coined the phrase Akashic Record. That's great. So Steiner was, he was anthroposophical. He was very, very interesting man. Okay, but what Steiner did, Steiner wrote about the records. And then there were all these Russian theosophists and these people who believed that, like, somehow there's a big system running the show here. Okay, they all had an idea, okay, about the record. All your, what do you call them? Scriptures, whether it's your Judeo-Christian Bible, whether it's the whatever. Do you know, I think of some of the old work in the Old Testaments of, right? I'm like, okay, but here's the thing. The records are referred to in all of these books, all of these holy books. Here's what's fascinating. No one was able to make this connection conscious, responsible, and deliberate until the last 25 years. That is huge. So what we're looking at is that human consciousness has developed enough so that the record is now available to ordinary people. It was not prior to this. So like in the middle of the last century, I think this is fascinating. You've heard of Edgar Cayce, yeah?
Yes, I know.
Casey's a cool guy. We love him. We bless him. We send him light. Even though he's dead, we hold nothing against the dead. But here's the thing about Casey. Casey would, could not. I could meet with Casey for a gazillion, bazillion hours. Casey would be unable to teach me, Linda, how to connect with the record. Wouldn't be able to because he didn't know. Now, what his work was to popularize the idea of the Akasha in the Western world, which he has done an amazing job. Okay. However, he was always in a coma. He was not personally transformed by his work in the Akasha, and he couldn't teach anybody else how to do it until, dun dun dun, we're going to zip along here. Okay. And the next thing you know, here I am sitting in this class learning this method that's in the sacred prayer tradition, which basically means there's a series of words that are organized in a certain way. I want you to know, I had no idea that's what I was doing. I mean, I didn't know. I was like, okay, what do you want me to do now? And I would get, we want you to teach the records. I was like, oh, but this woman took it away from me. They're like, yeah, that's all right. Because that was very mental. I mean, it was a part of the progression. It was before we as humanity were able to connect in with our own hearts. Right? And so there I was, 2001, and I get this prayer, and it's just been pretty nonstop ever since then.
What do you feel like you've learned the most by exploring the Akashic Records?
Oh. So there's two answers to that. One is, of course, about myself. I had no idea what a how frightened I was. I had no, I see, I thought, oh, I have all these tools. You know, I had pendulums hanging off my, I had tarot cards, I had all this stuff. I thought, oh, this is great. I'm going to beat the dealer. And I found out, you know, I'm really scared. And that has changed my life because what it has meant is that then that put me on the path to learning how do I learn to love myself no matter what. Because I want to tell, you know, I can be a jerk. I mean, we all have it in us, a little bit of good, a little bit of not so good. You know, it's all in there. It's all right. It's all right. So I think one of the great things I've learned about myself and the universe, right? So there's Linda as a person. It is, I think the freedom from perfectionism has been immense. Because I had been, you know, I mean, my whole idea about reincarnation and karma, I mean, you know, I'm trying to stuff all these old ideas into this new understanding. Everything fell apart, which was great. But the other thing is this, I had no idea that the universe, who's ever out there taking care of us, driving the bus, so to speak, I had no idea about the mercy, the compassion, the understanding. That was not real to me. Okay. And I know it's real to many. It was not real to me. I was raised in a certain time, in a certain consciousness. And the name of the game was like, I will do everything right, and then this God force will love me. And what I found out through the Akasha is that I could stop. I didn't have to do that anymore. That there is a presence and a power and a something in the universe that already loves me. What does that mean? I get to live my way into it. And that's what I think is really challenging about the record. The record is like, this is great for today, and tomorrow you'll learn more. And I'm like, no, I want it all now. I'm like, no. Anyway, so a day at a time, it's all coming to me.
Definitely. Well, Linda, thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed, speaking with you. And if people want to connect with you, how can they find you?
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Thank you. I have to tell you something. There's something about the warmth in your manner that is so, I can't believe I've just been talking my head off. But I want you to know, you have a real gift. This gift of connection and the warmth. And I feel like these questions you asked were so powerful for me personally, and I thank you for that. Do you
Thank
know?
you.
I think that if people want to find me, come to lindahowe.com. Very simple. Do you know? And I'm actually, this is interesting. I'm going to do a class on based on the new book, How to Read the Akashic Records, which St. Martin's Macmillan Press has reissued.
Nice.
This was my first book. It came out in 2009. And it's and so here I am, 20 gazillion years later, and I'm like, wait a second, it's the difference. And just short, the it's the difference between a 9-year-old. The first book came out in 2009, and now it's 2026. And so it's I like to think of it as the first book was like for a 9-year-old, and this book is for a 26-year-old. And it's tremendous. And so there's 100 more pages, blah blah. But it really it's a wonderful book, and you can get it like if you like this. I like the book because I think everything is a workbook. Life is a workbook, actually. So that's good. And then do you know we have the Audible because there's a series of meditations and exercises, and I really like that because. Basically, because I can put the headphones on and follow along. Anyway, so that's the story. Oh, and I do thank you so much. It's wonderful to be with you today.
Thank you too. And everybody who's listening, thank you again. You can find Linda on her website and check out her books, which are probably also available on Amazon, I
Oh
imagine.
yeah, everything's everywhere.
Yes. All right, everybody, have a good week ahead. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.